In an exhortation that are titled The Nakedness of Man.
Prophesy.
The Nakedness of Man. Sometimes, through dream, many of us see ourselves naked. We are usually very worried. There's a meaning to that nakedness. It's in the Bible. That's what we want to look at. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10 and verse 11 is a scripture I quote quite
when wisdom,
often. Yes.
When wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall
again,
keep thee.
Again, verse 10, again.
When wisdom entereth into thy heart,
you see,
and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee.
You see, that is the power or the benefit of wisdom and knowledge. Then you will make the right discretion based on what you know for preservation. That makes the difference between the foolish and the wise virgin. Nakedness is the state of being completely without clothing or covering. And while primarily nakedness means nudity, the term frequently implies also, it implies vulnerability, raw exposure, or lack of defense, lack of protection. And when we come to the term nakedness, there is the physical and also there is the spiritual nakedness. The spiritual nakedness, everybody knows it because you see physically. So nobody now in his right mind will be going about with, you know, nude. No. But our emphasis is actually the spiritual exposure. The spiritual exposure of humanity before God. The way God looks at us to see if you are covered or you are naked, spiritually naked. Because sometimes we confuse the terms used in Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 2 verse 25.
And they were both naked.
That is the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, in their creation. What happened?
They were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
They were not ashamed. When they were created, they were the only human beings on earth. They were naked. They did not need any clothes. They were just walking like animals walk. Animals don't have clothes to wear. It's the same God that created them that created man. And animals are not ashamed when they look at each other. And so was the situation with Adam and Eve. Why were they not ashamed? Because they were as innocent as a child is to the father and the mother. As innocent as that child is, before their eyes begin to open to know something. While they are children, they run around the compound naked. But there is a father and a son that will normally clothe them. He goes to buy clothes for them to wear. He bathes them. She bathes them, takes care of them. They are not ashamed to stand before their father, before their mother, naked. They are dancing. Innocent. That was the age of innocence of Adam and Eve. Why? Because they depended completely on God. God was their cover. God was their protection. Until something happened. And we can see Genesis chapter 3, if we read it from verse 6. We all know the story, but I want to bring it out for emphasis.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, huh? And that it was pleasant to the eyes, mm-hmm. And a tree desired to...
We know the story, that's why I'm just cutting it right from verse 6. Yes?
And a tree to be desired to make one wise. Uh-huh. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, uh-huh. And gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Uh-huh. And the eyes of them both were opened.
The eyes of them both were opened. And what happened?
And they knew that they were naked. Uh-huh. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron.
Read on.
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife eat themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Uh-huh. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard the voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
And what did he say?
And he said, who told thee that thou was naked?
Who told you? Who gave you that knowledge? So you are no more an innocent person. Somebody told you something that removed your innocence. And now you know you are naked. Who told you? Read that verse again.
And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Uh-huh. As thou eating of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Uh-huh. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
Who told you? Did you eat? Did you disobey me? Did you do what I told you not to do? Who is telling you now that you are naked? They were ashamed of their nakedness because of the effect of the departure of the presence of God, which made them vulnerable. God, they had departed, they had committed, and they knew the effect. The word ashamed there, as the Bible put it in Genesis chapter 3, the word ashamed there, it means guilty. They became guilty. They felt convicted, they felt condemned. And they now know that Papa is going to deal with us. That was why they ran to hide themselves. They were not hiding so that God will not see their nakedness. He has always seen them. He has always been with them. They ran away. The word used there in the context of that is used, it's not a shame that somebody will see their nakedness. It actually connotes guilt. They became guilty. They committed something and they know there's going to be a condemnation. There's going to be judgment of God that will come upon them. Because God told them, the day that you eat of that fruit, that day ye shall die. And of course, they knew what was going to come upon them, as we see in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, uh-huh. And he shall rule over thee. Uh-huh. And unto Adam he said, because thou wast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Uh-huh. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Uh-huh. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Uh-huh. Thorns also and thistles shall he bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. Mm. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto thy ground. Mm-hmm. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
You see what came upon them? Because the covering of God over them departed. We all know the story. The spiritual cover, the cover of God over his children, Adam and Eve, was removed because they disobeyed God. When God departs from you, you are left. You are in danger. You become vulnerable to everything yama yama all around. That is how Satan came and had a field day with man till today. Why? Because man became naked. When you don't wear clothes and cover yourself very well, during winter, you feel cold. Cold can even kill you. Your body, you know, you feel cold. Your body will freeze. Mosquito will bite you. Such a fly will. All manner of insects will be biting you up and down. That is our estate spiritually. Whatever happened physically there is also what is happening spiritually when the cover that God gives you by his presence departs from you. All because of our disobedience. The fact of God's presence and the departure is what we see at play in the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. Nakedness. Nakedness. The whole of the Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1, you see blessings. Blessings. 28 verse 1, what does it say?
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy
and
God.
And he began to list the blessings. What did he say?
Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy
kine.
If
you keep the commandments of God,
and the flocks of thy sheep, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest
in. And all the blessings, go on, but in verse 15, he says something.
But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Verse 15 again.
But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice
of
the Lord thy God.
If you will not obey the commandments of God.
To observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day.
What will happen?
That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the
and
field.
And the curses are so many. The curses are more than the blessings. If you read that chapter, up to, I think about 40, verse 40 something.
Chapter, verse 62.
Up to verse 62, thank you. All curses. For refusing to keep the commandment of God. And so man found yourself, we found ourselves in the estate that we are in. I want you to understand something. It's knowledge. This is the knowledge that you need to know. That you will take your relationship with God seriously. Now, they suddenly found out that they are naked and they needed a cover. What did they do? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 and verse 7.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave us unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened.
The eyes of both of them were opened.
And they knew that they were naked.
What did they decide to do to cover their nakedness?
They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
With leaf. And I read somewhere where somebody was analyzing that the reason why the fig tree, the fig leaf they put, that it has some toxins that when the sun hits it on your body, it will create rashes on your skin. So it was not a good covering. The sun will shine, and after some time, those leaves will dry. But God, who is rich in mercy, rich in mercy, he intervened when he saw their condition. What is the fig tree, fig leaf today? It's the same thing that is happening among us today. The fig tree that man has created now, knowing that God is no more with us, to cover their nakedness because they disobey the word of God. It includes those who pacify their conscience with morality. They don't lie, they don't steal, they don't fornicate, they help the poor, they man-made efforts. Thinking that when you do that, they will bring back God's presence to you. God will love you. That is what gave rise to different religions today. The garment of religion. All the religions on earth today, it is a garment. Effort of man, aided some of them by demons, to claim that you are okay. God is a good God. Some worship him, pray 5 times a day. 5 times a day. Recently, it just occurred to me. A few days ago, I had reason to travel. And I saw my elder sister, who is a Muslim. And then I saw her face. She has a spot on her face from hitting the ground always. Very sincere. 5 times prayer. And it occurred to me, you know, even when you are talking to them and the time for prayer comes, they will tell you, wait, even if it's business meeting, they'll tell you, please hold on. They want to take those 2 minutes, 3 minutes prayer. You know what they do? Is to kneel down and worship their God facing the stone, the Kaaba. And all they are doing is, all they are saying is, Allahu Akbar, that is, God is great. God is great. That's the meaning of Allahu Akbar. That means God is great. Which God? And then I look, and we that know the true God, some of us can't even pray once in a day. When I came back, I changed. I said, I decided to divide the day into four. In the morning, at noontime, in the evening, and at midnight. Wherever I am, I will excuse myself for 1 minute and go and kneel down and bow. I say, Father, you are great. Father, you are great. The God of Abraham, you are the only true God. You are the one I'm bowing before. I say, if those people who don't know you, we do this to a non-existent God, I should do more. It's true. Religion is not the cover. It's not the cover. Man-made religion is not the cover. It's not. Some pacify themselves by giving big offering and tithe. and think that if they sponsor any ministry, God will see it and take them to heaven. You lie. Nothing like that. It is man-made. That is not what will bring back God to you after leaving you. Your kindness, going to orphanages, being benevolent, having a foundation, bequeathing all your wealth before you die, your will, it should go to the needy. It will not bring God to you. It will not bring God to you. Be a church member. There is a church member. You may be a member of your church, working faithfully, diligently, hardworking, and that God may not know you. Therefore, it is more than being a church worker. Because some people hit their chest. I am the sponsor of this ministry. So because of it, God should give me a special place in heaven. When you die, you will know. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 64, verse 6 and verse 7, looked at all this. What did he call it? But we are all as unclean.
As an unclean thing.
We all human beings, we are all as unclean thing before God.
And all our righteousnesses.
How is it like?
As filthy rags.
Filthy rags before God.
And we all do fade as a leaf.
That fig leaf, it will fade. We too will fade.
And our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
Far away from God. Verse 7.
And there is none that calleth upon thy name.
Oh.
That stirreth up himself to take hold of thee.
Oh.
For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities.
Oh. Oh. It's filthy rag. It cannot protect you. It cannot protect you from the vulnerability that we are in. The exposure to danger that we have found ourselves. All this, they are man-made. It cannot help you. Lie. It cannot bring the presence of God back to you. Is that not the same condition of this age, this church age that we are in today? 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 and verse 2. What did he say?
Now like, the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Like it happened in the Garden of Eden. What did he say?
That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving it to seducing spirits.
What is a seducing spirit and what?
And doctrines of devils.
Seduced, that will take you away from loyalty to God and give you something else to hold on to. That is what is happening. And the people that do it, they do it like the serpent also did it. Speaking lies, verse 2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Is that not the same thing Apostle Paul again told the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 4.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Start from verse 1.
Would to God he could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Now listen to verse 3.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
Okay, now.
For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Now listen, church. Look at the body of Christ today, and let's be very sincere with ourselves. Do you know what unbelievers make caricature of us? Do you know why people go to church and they belong to cult? They go to church on Sunday, Saturday night, Friday night, they're in their cult meeting. Do you know why children of God go from place to place, proper place? Mostly, the reason is we're looking for solution to problems that have beclouded us. And yet you claim you are in Christ. All the problems we are going through, listen very well. We have trials and temptations that God allows to perfect us. Listen. Then we have frustrations that Satan frustrates us. The one that God allows, he gives you the grace to go through it, that you may be able to stand, because it will fulfill a purpose. He will be with you through the water, through the fire, anywhere. But the one that is from Satan is the one that will so humiliate you and you have no hope. The more you pray, the more you'll be told the problem, the more it increases. The more the suffering increases. Until finally, you will see that person will leave and go and join a cult. We are Satan, we offer you anything you want, provided you will bow and worship him. That is the condition in this age. Because instead of us to worship God by his terms, we have apostles of Satan. We have prophets that are ordained by Satan. We have ministers of Satan, the Bible says so, that disguise as ministers of God. All they do is preach the same kind of message that the serpent preached, to reduce the children of God to the humiliating estate many of us find ourselves. You continually remain naked, spiritually naked, no covering. That is the estate of the age that we are living now. It's depicted in Revelation chapter 3 from verse 17. Look at the Laodicean church age.
Because thou sayest.
Laodicean church age. Listen. Laodicean church age.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods.
Prosperity.
And have need of nothing.
We have need of nothing. What do they need? They have nothing now. Look at them. Look at the Pentecostal churches today. They have preached to make it look as if evident that God is with you is that you will have the latest of everything. You have worldly acquisitions. And Christians are busy chasing it to the detriment of their soul. You chase prosperity, earthly prosperity, so much until you forget how God looks at you. Your estate spiritually. Please read it again.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire.
What is their estate again?
And knowest not that thou art wretched.
You don't know. Although you are saying you are rich, you have this, you have that, you have this. But this is your estate spiritually. This is who you are spiritually.
Thou art wretched.
You are wretched.
Miserable.
You are a miserable person.
Poor.
You are poor.
Blind.
You are spiritually blind, spiritually poor.
And naked.
And you are naked. And if you are naked, you are vulnerable. That's why Satan is tossing us up and down in this age. Look at what they are using pastors to create the content for content creators. Anyone that wants great followership, he picks on the church, because there are so many things to report. Because they know that what is going in the churches today is not Christian. They know it. They know it. They know that the church has been reduced now to an enterprise. Some of them, even with patency, some of them are give me any business terminology. The church fits in there. Franchise. Some of them now, even franchise, they borrow you their name, provided you'll be paying some royalty. You can use bridal assembly. They call it bridal assembly. So if you open the branch so that people who know me, they will say, ah, he's the one, then it will attract a crowd to come.
Send 20%.
Okay, Pastor Luz, for my church, they are sending 20% of all the income as the franchise. Just use our name, our certificate. It's going on, and people know it. That they have commercialized the gospel. They know that some of these churches are just family churches. Families, husband and wife that owns, I use the word own the church. It's a family church, that is why as they are growing, they are preparing their child that will take over. They know. If you want to see the latest designer clothes, you look at the pastor and his wife. That is the estate of the church. I'm not saying something you don't know. I'm saying something that people who know what the Christian faith is, they know that what you see today is not the Christianity. It's not. And that is why cut pot cannot call kettle black. That's why you don't see so-called fathers in the faith, you know, speaking against what is happening. You don't see it. And yet, they are members of an association. You know. Somebody told me that his church, it was one of my workers in those days. In those days, before this church started. And said that he went to a Bible school of a denomination. I don't want to call their name now. And he said, now he graduated, they now employed him. But see how wicked these people are. They sent him to Jos to go and open their branch there. And all they gave him was 10,000 naira. And he came to me to tell me, to him it's an achievement, you know. I'm so recognized until the GO and the mommy GO, they decided that he should go and open. I said, so all these years your church does not have branch, and it's a popular church down here. Does not have branch in Jos. They say, yes, there is another big denomination that they are friends with the GO. So he didn't want to go to his area to open his branch. So he had to go and seek permission, and then the GO of the other one that dominates Jos now told him, no, you can come. That is why they decided to go and open church. Now, let me tell you now, where are they going to preach the gospel? With 10,000 naira, and to tell you how wicked these people are, they quoted scripture for him. He said, don't take any purse. Jesus told his disciples, don't think of what you will eat. Just go. They will use that scripture and they gave him 10,000 naira just for transport. Then he will reach. Where is accommodation? He said, you will go there and there will be evidence that God will call you. The young man then built the church. Zeal. To him now he believes that he is serving God. You see how they have bewitched us? Not me. Them. God bewitched me now like that. With my eye open like this. Ah. May God open your eyes. If you didn't answer me, you are blind. You don't want your eye to open. May God open our eyes. Okay, now. That is the essence of the church. That is the wretched condition that we have found ourselves. Go out to the churches and see the special seat the mommy and the daddy have. Go and look at it. You enter the church, you know, signboard. Look at the signboard. Look at whatever they are doing. Now, it is no longer a pulpit. It is now a stage. It's no more where the word of God is preached. It's now where drama takes place. It's a stage. That is why they bring comedians to come and make jests and for people to laugh. See how far they have gone. Now, cottage people sit comfortably in the church and they are told you make heaven as long as you are giving the church money. Money. Okay. Oh. What did he say he should do? Buy what? Of me what?
Verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire.
Okay.
That thou mayest be rich. Uh-huh. And white raiment. Uh-huh. That thou mayest be clothed. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And the anoint thy eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see.
Is the gospel to this age. You are blind. You are wretched. You are naked. You don't know. But you are boasting of private jets, latest cars, the most expensive vehicles, big buildings. You are competing with the big buildings. And you are celebrities in the land of the unbelievers. You are the celebrity. It's true. Listen. I wrote something down here. You cannot solve a spiritual problem with a worldly solution.
Say it again.
The problem we have is spiritual. The estate of the church today, the problem is not physical. It's spiritual. God himself knew that. That is why in Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 1, you will see something there. Because he took fig tree, it didn't solve the problem. You needed God to help you with a cover. But God himself decided to give a cover by himself. But the cover that he gave was also a temporary cover. The skin of the animal he used was not the proper cover. That cover is still physical. The problem will not be solved by physical sheep skin, goat skin, animal skin. It's physical. The God is not physical. He is spiritual. Man was made in the image and likeness of God. We are spiritual beings. Our Father is a spirit. We are to relate with him as one relating with the spirit. Spiritual laws. He gave us this. Our Father is a spirit. We are spirit beings. The problem we have with God, the spiritual God departed from us and we are suffering. The problem will not be solved in any other way than the spiritual way. Read it.
For the law, having a shadow of things of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins.
You see, it could not solve it. Because if the blood of that goat will solve the matter, why are you still living in the same disobedience, the sinful nature? that separated you from God. It's just his mercy. It was a prophetic action he was doing because he has an appointed time for everything. Yes. So read on.
Verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year.
Every year you have to come again for another goat to be killed.
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
You know, that is how you see some Christians. Every time they are going for water baptism. Every time they are going for water baptism. Because they thought that going for water baptism only, they discovered that they still go and drink beer for beer parlor. They still fornicate. They still, all the things they were doing before, they suddenly discovered that water baptism didn't stop it. Water baptism didn't stop it. Because they were doing it by religion. If you want to be a member of this church, you must be baptized. That is religion. Read on.
Verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world.
Verse 4 again.
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls.
It is not possible.
That the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
Uh-huh.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world.
When he decided to come into the world.
He says, sacrifice and offering.
All those sacrifices we are making every time.
Thou wouldest not.
I don't need it again.
But a body as thou
prepared. I have prepared a body for myself. Read on.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices of sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo.
This is the solution.
I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me.
Uh-huh.
To do thy will, O God.
Uh-huh.
Above, when he said sacrifice and offerings, and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wouldest not.
Uh-huh.
Neither had pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
Then said
he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God.
He does what?
He taketh away the first.
He taketh away that man-made cover. That physical cover.
That he may establish the second
covenant.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
So that you'll understand John chapter 3, verse 12 and verse 13. Earthly sacrifices will not solve the problem. Physical sacrifices, solution, you will not use. You cannot use a physical solution, worldly solution, to solve a spiritual problem. Go ahead.
If I have told you earthly things, uh-huh. and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?
Uh-huh.
And no man has ascended up to heaven.
Nobody has ascended up to heaven.
But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
That is why the only solution will have to come from heaven. The solution to this spiritual problem can only be permanently solved. The solution will come from heaven. That is why Jesus Christ came for the solution.
Hallelujah.
He stood there and said, come unto me. In Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me. Me.
All ye that labor. And are heavy laden.
And what will happen?
And I will give you rest.
What did he say again?
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls.
The next verse.
For my yoke is easy.
Easy.
And my burden is light.
And my burden is light. Come unto me. Why? John saw him and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That is why Jesus said, except you are born again by the Spirit and by water, you cannot enter into the kingdom. You cannot. Why you must come to him is because the Lord, Isaiah 53 verse 6.
All we like sheep have gone astray.
All of us, like sheep, we have gone astray.
We have turned everyone to his own way.
Everybody has decided to live your life anyhow you like. Isaiah 53 and verse 6.
And the Lord has laid on
what him. What is the solution?
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
That is why he was wounded for our transgression. Read it from verse 1.
Who had believed our reports?
Isaiah 53, verse 1.
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
It's a revelation. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who? Except the Father reveal it to you, you will never know. See his description.
For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him.
How will somebody say that is Emmanuel? How will somebody say that that is the God of creation that came in the flesh? How will religious people accept him like that? He was too humble, too simple to be given the glory. You know, one of the reasons they kill him is that he said, I come from God. That means you're indirectly saying you are God. That's why they kill him. Read on.
Verse 3. Is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs,
you see,
and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
He was wounded for our transgression. Not for his own transgression, for our transgression.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
This is God trying to reconcile with man again. That's why Jesus Christ became sin. Who knew no sin? For a reason. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21.
For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Oh, read it again.
For he has made him to be sin
he
for us.
He took upon all our sins.
Who knew no sin.
He did not commit any sin.
That we might be made.
He did that so that we shall have back our covering.
That we might be made the righteousness of God
so
in him.
That we can have access to God again. So that we can have a spiritual cover again. Hallelujah. In Matthew 20 verse 28, the Bible describes him as a ransom.
For even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
Do you know, in Nigeria, we know the meaning of ransom. Satan held us. Before he will release us, pay ransom. And the ransom that was used to pay for our freedom was the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you clap your hands for him? 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 and verse 6. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5 and verse 6. Apostle
for
Paul.
There is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus.
Please, again, the mediator now between God and man.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself
a ransom for all
to be testified in due time.
You see why we are free? He said Jesus paid it all. He paid the price, became our ransom. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, another word is used there. 1 John chapter 2.
And is the propitiation for our sins.
Who is he?
The propitiation for our sins. And not for us only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
1 John chapter 4, verse 10. 1 John chapter 4.
Herein is love.
Yes.
Not that we loved God, but that he loved us.
And did what?
And sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
Hallelujah. The propitiation is the act of averting God's righteous wrath against sin by providing a sufficient sacrifice for the purpose of reconciliation. The soul that sinneth shall die. But instead of that rot to come, there was a provision that was made to stop the rot from coming. And that provision was his own sacrifice to avert the wrath of God upon man, so that he will not wipe all of us away. We deserved the punishment. We deserve the condemnation. All have sinned. For the soul that sinned shall die. Death sentence was over us. God was coming to strike. But so that there will be reconciliation, he decided to offer a worthy sacrifice. His own life, he offered it. That is the meaning of propitiation. Oh, glory be to God. And that is why he is the mediator of the new covenant. Hallelujah. That is why he is the Savior. That is why he is the Redeemer. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Until you know that, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Do you know who he is? Do you know where you will have been without him? Hell was created to dump all these disobedient people. But he came and offered himself a ransom. And so Galatians chapter 3, Apostle Paul was explaining in verse 27 what water baptism is.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Well, that is you are now wearing. You see, put on there. That is, you are now clothed with Christ. As many as what?
As have been baptized into Christ.
Because you are believing what he did on the cross on Calvary. When you do that, you are putting on Christ. You are now going, you are accepting the garment that God provided, the garment of righteousness. For as many of you, read on.
Verse 28.
Yes.
There's neither Jew nor Greek. Uh-huh. There's neither bond nor free.
Anybody at all.
There's neither male nor female. Uh-huh. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
Hallelujah. Listen, church. I want somebody to understand who Jesus is. He is God's cover, God's garment to shield us from nakedness, to cover our nakedness, protect us from being vulnerable to all the attacks of the enemy. When you accept Jesus Christ, you have accepted God's clothing for your nakedness. It is called the righteousness of the saints. And this righteousness is in Christ Jesus. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. What did he say?
Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints.
You see, it is the righteousness of the saints. That is the clothing of the believer. Your religion will not clothe you. The righteousness of God is first and foremost in Christ. And who are those that will benefit from this? That is the first sermon that Jesus Christ gave. The Sermon on the Mount, he was given a condition to be clothed. Those that will qualify, those that will be clothed. In Matthew chapter 5 from verse 1.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain.
He gave the condition for those that will be clothed. And so that you know whether you qualify or not. What did he say?
And when he was set, the disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
So you can see, who are those that are poor in the spirit? They are those that have looked at themselves and seeing that there is nothing I can do, I need help. That you can come to an estate and know that the way I am, God will not accept me. I am a sinner. I came to this earth speaking lies. In sin did my mother conceive me. I know the kind of life I'm living. I am not qualified to go to heaven. To approach this great God. It is people who are in that estate. What did he say?
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven is prepared for such people. Go ahead.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Why are you mourning? Because you look left, look right, they have no help. No help. That's why some of us say, I have found a friend in Jesus. Before you can sing that song and be meaningful to you, you have a testimony of rejection, disappointment, failure here and here. Man failed you, humiliated you. You are left no helper. And then he reached down his heart for me. When he reached down his heart for me.
I was lost and undone without God or His Son. When He reached down His hand.
Before this song will be meaningful to you, there is a testimony behind it. He brought me out of the miry
clay. He set my feet on the rock to
to appreciate God, to let Him know that just because I carry your name, just because I hold your name, I talk about you, you have made me to become something. Even sought after. People travel from everywhere just to see me. Eh? Prophet Joseph? Prophet Sidney? Eh? Sister Marachi? Eh? People line up after service now. Some men will not even come for men fellowship gathering if I catch them. Feel like carry people go step, they see vision for them for your office. But only because of Jesus. Everybody for they were making caricature of me. A friend, when other friendships cease.
A friend, when others fail. A friend, who gives me joy and peace.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the
only
earth.
Only those who are meek. He was meek and lowly, and we are to be like him. They are the ones that will inherit the earth, because the haughty one, the proud one, you won't be part of it, because you won't see God. Gamaliel was boasting of his PhD degree power waiting. Degree in theology. You see names of Ak. Big name. They are big interesting. Big. You see what they are proud of. They are not proud, flaunting the fruit of the Spirit, but their acquisitions on earth here that they got by their self-effort. They read and acquired degrees. And they come with that proud. When you don't know that God hates pride, you won't know that you are supposed to be meek. Read on.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness.
You have to be hungry. Look, when you have received the Holy Ghost, there is something that comes upon you. When you have knowledge of who God is, you will desire Him more and more, more and more. And you will hunger and thirst after righteousness. After righteousness, you will hunger for it. They are the people that will receive the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. They shall be filled. Go ahead.
For blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Because if you don't, you can't give what you don't have. Any Christian that you see is merciful. He's evidence that he is a merciful. He has also received mercy. And the only way is to consider the grace of God. That's why you see the mercy of God. Go ahead.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Go ahead.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Oh.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Now, verse 10 and verse 11, listen. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Why are you being persecuted? Because you have decided to follow Jesus. Read on.
Verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you.
For which
reason?
For my sake.
For my sake.
What did he say?
Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
Rejoice when you see people persecuting you because you decided to live a life of righteousness. It is because they know you have a cover. They cannot get you anymore.
For great is your
reward
in heaven. Oh,
glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, we must acknowledge our spiritual poverty and bring also your nakedness. Bring it to the cross. That's where you will find the clothing and cling to Jesus for a spiritual garment. He called it, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God is God's clothing for his children. And this garment is only made possible by the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power. Acts 1 verse 8. That is the clothing. After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, the Jews did not receive him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. When you come to Christ, you have come to receive Christ, the hope of glory. The glory that you lost from the Garden of Eden. When you come to Christ, he clothes you with the glory back again. The hope of being clothed spiritually is Christ in you. Jesus Christ is the solution that God gave to solve the problem that separated God from man. And this garment that Jesus Christ provided through the offer of himself as the Lamb of God, shed his blood as a ransom, as a propitiation for us all, can be maintained only by obedience of the word of God. And always seeking his presence. Seeking to live a life pleasing before him. Seeking to remain in his presence. When you hear him, you come. Remain. They pull you out. Don't be like Lot's wife. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. He said, it is not possible after you have come and known him so much like this, then you turn back again, back to the world. He said, it's a dog going back to his vomit. And the only reason why you will go back is because you have not yet to consider what happened on the cross on Calvary. It's because you don't know who Jesus Christ is. You are holding the Bible. You are going to church. But the life that you live will prove whether you are clothed with that garment or not. That man that was in that wedding feast came in there. The bride of Jesus Christ is known by the wedding garment. Why was he there without that garment? It is the garment of righteousness. Where did you come from? Why are you sticking the feathers? Why are you pretending to be who you are not? Very soon, time will prove who you are. We are seeing it even in this ministry. People that you think are Christians, things will happen when they are supposed to display the fruit. That is when you will know that they are here for something else. There are some people that are in this church, they are here because we have prophets in this church. If there is a problem, the prophet will pray for them. And so, all they do is to make sure they get the attention of the prophets, but have no attention of the Lord Jesus. You know your prophet, you know your pastor. You can do everything to remain connected to the prophet, but you forget your Savior. So you will remain. He will continue to be praying for you. Problem today, problem tomorrow, problem today, problem tomorrow. Because you are not connected to the righteousness. You have been seduced. Your attention is not on the cross. He said, in that cross, in that cross, he said, be my glory. Your glory is in the cross.
You, my righteousness.
What happened? People don't know what happened on the cross of Calvary. People don't know what happened at the baptism of the Lord Jesus. People don't know why there was a virgin birth. It was God preparing a covering for his people. It's God providing a covering. It was heaven that came down. The songwriter captured it. He said, heaven came down and glory
healed my soul. When at the cross my Savior made me whole. My sins, oh, my sins were washed away.
Glory.
The
first stanza. First stanza. Oh, what
a wonderful, wonderful
day.
How
can I forget it? How can I forget it?
After I wandered in darkness.
After I wandered in darkness.
Jesus, my Savior, my man.
Have you met him? Oh, what a tender compassion.
He met the needs of my heart.
The needs of my heart.
Shadows dispel with joy.
Shadows dispel. like me have. When I see people come to church, and instead of their attention to be in their relationship with God, they are busy with anything else but looking for God. When I hear it, when I see it, I just see through. The church is a mixed multitude. So that you don't get yourself distracted by people who are not ready to go to heaven. I bring this for somebody who is going to church and thinking you are coming to this church as a favor to Pastor Moses. For you to know, I have gone far beyond that. Far. He said, choose it this day who you will follow. As for me and my household, we know who we have decided to follow. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go,
don't hinder me.
Service today, now people will be meditating on what was preached. While some, they will go and pick corn and call their gossip partner. Hey, you see what happened today? And they can stay 2 hours on phone saying nothing that helped them benefit their spiritual life in any way. Some come to church and scheme to be close to the leadership. Those ones, they are criminals. They are criminals. So that when they display their criminality, they will run to daddy. Daddy will cover us. That's why all of you that are close to me, I've said it before, you are suspects. Talk to some of them who are close to me. They will tell you. And they fear me past IG of police. God, don't come and mess me. I'm not looking for friend. Without feeling. Friend, where I get where they disappoint me? You know who I be before? Before God will humble me like this and begin to package me to where I am now. You know where I did before I crash? They all disappointed me. I now know that I didn't come to look for friends. I've come to look for brethren to help us. There is a race
I must run. There is a victory to be won.
Leave me alone. That is who I am. That's why they don't send me. Nothing. No, you see me doing my Christianity with respect to nobody. But if I know you love God, I get close to you. Because we may help each other. There's something I may get from you. Yes, now. Why do you think I am close to Pastor Lumide? It's because he knows Bible more than me. So that I can learn something from him. Do we? Anytime we sit down, what do they talk?
Revelation, Bible.
It's a Bible. We are not politicians. No. If you catch Revelation, you will call me in the night. Call me. Me too, I will call you. Did you read this? You sent one to me yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the time you sent it?
Around 2 or so.
2 a.m. he was studying. Me too, I was studying that time when it came. I think I replied you.
Yes, sir.
I was awake too. We were all studying. Hallelujah. Not the one that will call me and say, hey, you hear waiting like my dad did? Did you hear this church? Hey. You see the cloth where that one we are? You hear waiting happen for choir? Hey. For midnight, then they call that call. So you want that type of person to be close to me, Abby? How will he help me? Some are going close to people who will give them money. I'm a pastor. I'm not a businessman. Me too. I live by benevolence. Any money I spend, I dash, they dash me. Then they come close, so that I'm going to take care of you. Who sent you come? Devourers. Now, come for prayer, you know, go come. Come for Bible study, you know, go come. I do a rapture watch. Did you watch it? Which part did you watch? Not, and you want to be close to me. So you have to tell me the reason you are close to me. No, that's the truth. From January until now, how many souls did you win here to this church? Yet, you want everybody to know you. And God does not know you. So that you understand this, the spirit of this ministry. That's why some people cannot fit in. Two cannot work together except they agree. But I'm here to tell you, I am a witness of what happened on the cross on Calvary. Because I'm a beneficiary of it. Let's bow down our heads. Let's bow down our heads first. I don't know whether anybody, suddenly now your eyes have opened and you have suddenly known that unless you are in Christ, you have not gotten that spiritual cover. You are vulnerable to attack of witches and wizards because he's the secret place of the Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. But are you righteous? I said you should bow down. Just use 2 minutes and meditate. And ask yourself this question. How far am I? Am I clothed or I am still naked? Am I clothed or I am still naked? Am I covered with the righteousness of God? Am I serving God acceptably by his terms or by my terms? My own terms is filthy rag before him. Jesus, keep me near. That should be your prayer. That should be your prayer. I don't know. Maybe somebody wants to brave it and come before the Lord here, the pulpit here, and kneel down before the Lord here and say, now I need that covering. I need that protection. I need that garment of righteousness. I want to be part of the people that ransom was paid. I want to be part of the ransom that was paid. If that person is here, wherever you are, if you are here in the hall, yeah, come forward. I came forward like this when I got to hear this same gospel years back. I'm alive. Never remain the same. Lord, give me that hunger and that thirst after righteousness. Give me hunger and that thirst for righteousness. I want to know you more. If that person is here, I'm waiting for you here. God bless you, brother. It takes boldness for anybody to come out now. Bow down your head and talk to God concerning your life. Those of you who want to come out. I need that covering. You are online, talk to God. You are in church, come in front of the pastor. Kneel down and talk to God. Wherever you are online. God God bless you.
Before
it's only the meek that will come forward, that will acknowledge, I know I am naked. I know I'm not covered. I've only been religious. I just go to church. I know that I need him. I want to know you more and more.
I want to know you more.
Let that be your prayer.
I want to know you more and more.
That is the hunger every true child of God should have.
I want to know you more. I want to know you more and more. Lord, I want to know you more.
This is how we should preach the gospel. He that believe what I am saying now and is baptized shall be saved. This is the gospel I'm preaching. This is the gospel. Oh. This is the gospel I'm preaching. I am going deep, 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 deep in the gospel of salvation. He said, he that believe this thing I say now and is baptized shall be saved. Shall be saved. He that believe not already, says the word of God. Is he hearing you now? Is he hearing your prayer? Is he hearing the reason you are, the reason you are crying? The reason you are kneeling down now? You're not kneeling down before me. Is he hearing you? How many more? How long will you wait? Clothed with the garment of salvation. Be united with our God. Come back to God. That's what he wants you to do. Come back to him. Come back to him. Come back to him. That is the gospel we are preaching.
I want to know you more and more.
That's the gospel of salvation. That is the gospel. This is the message I am preaching now. This is the reason you call upon Jesus. This is the reason you pray in the name of Jesus. He is the propitiator for our sin. He is the ransom that delivered me from death.
I want to know.
For myself, clothe me, Lord, with your glory. Clothe me, Lord, with your garment of righteousness. I want to live a life pleasing before my God. How can I have opportunity to escape and I joke with it? Judgment is coming upon this world. Don't you believe it?
Father and our God, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity you have given to us to stay here in a message like this, at a time like this. Thank you for being our spiritual cover. Thank you for paying the price fully. Thank you for being our ransom. Receive all glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children have come out, O Lord. Your word declares that a contrite spirit and a broken heart shall you not despise. Abba, Father, they have come unto you. Uphold them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every dry soul receive revival in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that you will uphold them, guide them until you shall come in the name of Jesus Christ. All that it takes for us to remain faithful unto you, may you release it unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, dependable Father, for in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Rise on your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord.